The Housing Not Handcuffs Act would bar federal agencies from arresting, ticketing, or penalizing people for sleeping outside. It comes amid a rise in laws punishing unhoused people and record levels of homelessness nationwide, more than 770,000 in 2024, according to federal figures. That's a near 20% increase compared to 2023. Washington State Representative Democrat Pramila Jayapal says criminalizing homelessness does nothing to actually solve the issue.
What will criminalizing homelessness do in the long run? It's only going to make it harder for people to access housing. And we can just take one example from this administration. In April, Trump used federal police to evict people experiencing homelessness from a federal forest in my home state neighbor to the south, Oregon, threatening a $5,000 fine and a year in jail. Now, I know that Trump and his billionaire buddies don't understand this, but $5,000 is a lot of money for the rest of us. In what world does taking this money from people help them to get housed?
Progressive Democrats joined with housing advocates and the homeless to announce the bill Thursday at a Capitol press event, marking the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's Grants Pass ruling. The court's conservative majority ruled 6-3 that local ordinances criminalizing public camping and sleeping, even when no alternative shelter is available, is legal and does not violate the Constitution's Eighth Amendment prohibiting cruel and unusual punishment, as advocates claimed. In the year since this decision, cities across the country have passed nearly 220 bills that make homelessness a crime, saddling unhoused people with thousands of dollars in fines and criminal records that further impede their path to housing. Wesley Thomas, an advocacy fellow at Miriam's Kitchen, was unhoused for 29 years.
While chronically homeless living on the streets of Washington, D.C., many of my friends were victimized by the U.S. Park Police on numerous occasions. I experienced being maced, viciously awakened from my sleep, and even verbally abused during all the years I was homeless. It is more dangerous on the streets than it has ever been, and things are getting worse. I've seen homeless people be beaten, stomped on, jumped, firebombed, and even killed. Until we have lawmakers and policymakers who understand that, and the need to have people with lived expertise of homelessness at the table, we're going to continue to harm people and create more barriers.
Despite the hardships an already vulnerable population faces, many lawmakers in both parties have called for tougher laws that penalize homelessness. California Governor Gavin Newsom has called for tougher bans on sleeping on sidewalks and seized on the Grants Pass ruling to order encampment sweeps. Bay Area city leaders have followed suit with new bans in San Francisco and San Jose. Florida Representative Maxwell Frost criticized these new laws.
Cities across this country believe that the solution to homelessness or the housing crisis is to ticket and arrest people who don't have enough money to afford a roof over their heads. In the richest country on the face of the earth, this is a moral failure and a failure of the people in this building. And it reflects the failure of leaders, of course, in our federal government, but also in our state, our local governments, who have refused to act in support of housing affordability and have instead pushed forward policies that widen the gap between the ultra wealthy and the fastest growing group of Americans in this country, the working poor.
Housing Not Handcuffs would apply solely to federal law enforcement. It's backed by nearly 50 organizations, including the ACLU and the National Low Income Housing Coalition, and has support from 11 House co-sponsors. Given the Republican majority in Congress, it's uncertain whether the act will be heard at all. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirkner.